Future funding for hospitals remains in limbo across the country, with states and territories on a collision course with the federal government over a new agreement. They're holding the Commonwealth to a promise to fund 42.5% of public hospitals by 2030, but a demand from the Prime Minister to rein in hospital spending has drawn an angry rebuke from some health ministers yesterday. Ryan Park is the Minister for Health in New South Wales and joins me now. Ryan Park, welcome back to Radio National Breakfast.
Thanks for having me, Sally.
Yesterday you warned of hospitals being underfunded and overstretched due to projected federal funding shortfalls. Is this a bargaining tactic, or are you genuinely concerned that this can't be resolved?
I'm extremely concerned. It keeps me up at night, as it should. We've got about 1,200 people currently in our state's hospitals that shouldn't be there. They're either aged care or elderly patients that have finished their acute care, but there's no residential aged care bed for them, or they're NDIS patients who don't have the additional supports enabling them to live productive lives at home. So what we've got is a situation where the equivalent of two Western Sydney large hospitals are essentially taken offline. They're 1,200 beds people can't get access to when they come into our hospitals. That causes massive issues in terms of bed block, that causes massive issues in terms of delays, and it's simply not fair and not acceptable in a system that's meant to be jointly funded equally.
Are hospitals' costs unsustainable in New South Wales?
Well, they're a massive challenge at the moment. I mean, we are spending an enormous amount because the growth and pressure on our hospitals is significant, but I never thought we'd see the day where we have 1,200 people using our acute hospital beds who don't need to be there anymore, but we're essentially keeping them there because they don't have access to a residential aged care bed, or they don't have access to NDIS supports. That's not fair. That's not fair for the state's hospital system and people accessing, needing to access it for acute care. It's not fair for the staff, and it's certainly not fair for those elderly patients or those patients with a disability. That's not fair on anybody.
The Federal Health Minister, Mark Butler, says he wants a deal with the states and territories done by the end of the year. Do you see that as possible at all?
Well, it's got to be better than what it is now. We need to get back to what the agreement was with the Prime Minister and with the Premiers back at the end of 2023. We need to get back on a projection that ensures that our state's hospitals are properly funded. Under that deal, there was a commitment to fund 42.5% of public hospitals from the Commonwealth by 2030, and that would have gone up to 45% by 2035. We're a mile off that at the moment, and we're going to be falling at this at the end of this current term unless we can turn something around.
What will it mean if there's not a deal secured by the end of this year?
Well, it'll mean a couple of things. Firstly, we will continue to have access block, which is what I'm talking about, which is those 1,200 patients, because we can't get them out. We will continue to see big pressures in our emergency departments because of some of our challenges with access block, and we will continue to see pressures across the hospital system, the likes we haven't seen before. And that is not fair under a system that is meant to be jointly funded. We don't mind doing our heavy lifting. New South Wales will take responsibility for acute care. When people need to come into emergency departments, when they need their operations, that's on me. But what I can't do is I can't have 1,200 people lying in a bed right now in New South Wales hospitals that don't need to be there. And that's 1,200 beds that are taken out of the system. But also importantly, it's not fair for them, it's not fair for their families, and it's not fair on the staff.
Ryan Parker, thanks for your patience, and thank you for joining me this morning.
Thanks for having me.